We're up to Simin Reish, and we will be doing the first Sif. Shlosha sha'achlu ke'echad. Three people that began eating together, two of them finished eating, and the third one is still eating. Echad mafsik al korchol lishnayim va'ona imayim birkas zimun. The third one must stop eating, answer to their zimun, and only afterwards can he carry on. Va'afilu lo rotza lahafsik. What if he refuses to stop? Since he has a chiyuv to, mizamnin Allah ben ona ben eina ona. The halach is they can do a zimun whether or not he answers to them. Kol shu omid sham, so long as he is there. Avol shnayim ein chayavim lahafsik lechod. Whereas the opposite case would not be true. It means what happens if one person finishes eating early, all three started together and then one finishes and the other two did not, they would not have to stop eating in order to answer to him. V'hilkach ein chiyuv zimun chal ashi yisratzu lahafsik olavarech. Therefore, the actual chi of zimun bepoel to actually do the zimun is not chal until the other ones finish eating as well. V'im lo rotzu lahafsik, and although it may be nice for them to be masik for him, what if they didn't want to? The zimun hu aleihem, he made a zimun on his own. The halach is lo asa klum. If they didn't answer, it's not a zimun. In case number one were two finished, the third one must answer them, and if he doesn't, it's a zimun anyway. The second case where the two didn't have to stop for the one, even if he said a zimun, it was dvarim b'teilim. V'im lo rotzu lahafsik af hu ena rashoi levarach v'lotzis lashuk ad shigmu ashnayim v'yizamen aleihem. Since the three started eating together, they're not mechuyev to be mafsik for him. He's required to wait for them. And he can't walk out. Sharei kfar nischayev hu bezimun. He was chayev in zimun. V'heich yivarach below zimun. How could he go benching without a zimun? Now, in the Mishnah Brura tells us, Lagabi, the first case, where two finished and the third one didn't, that nevertheless, the two should wait really for the third one and not force him to answer them, unless they're really in a rush. The right thing to do is wait for the third person as well, at least from Derech Eretz. But the halacha is, though, that if they want to leave, then they're allowed to, and he has to stop and answer to them. Now, in a case where he didn't answer, so we say that they were Yotzei Zimun, says the Mishnah Berurah, but he wasn't. He's only Yotzei Zimun if he answers to them. Now, in the second case, the halacha is that since the two aren't ready yet, the Yochid must wait for them. Now, there, the Bach's Shita is that since they're not ready to bench yet, there's no Chi of Zimun Bepoel yet, and he is allowed to leave. Magen Avraham brings it, but Rov Achronim are cholik on that, and they say that the Chi of Zimun is chal when the three ate together, and from that point on, nobody is allowed to leave because he's breaking the Zimun. Now, in a case where somebody must leave, and it's Nogea, a great loss of money, the halachi is he's allowed to leave even though he had a Chi of Zimun. So let's say one finishes, the other two didn't finish yet, and this first one really has to go, the halachi is he's allowed to go. In such a case, the right thing to do is for the other two to stop for him and let him do a zimun and answer to him, because he's really allowed to leave. Now, after the first two, the first one finished eating, the other two finished eating later. As soon as they finished eating, they should do a zimun. They should not be procrastinating and making him late, meaning it's not fair when you have three people that have a chi of zimun and two of them also finished eating. The first one finished even before them. And these two also finished eating to just sit around and not do zimun. They're wasting his time. So unless there's some reason why they can't bench yet, they're really mechuyev to, and not put him in a position where he's being made late by them.